Thanks, Dominique. Lower interest rates for longer. That's a signal from the Reserve Bank in its quarterly statement of monetary policy, as it downgrades its forecast for inflation. The RBA now says it isn't expecting inflation to reach the bottom of its 2-3% target zone until early 2019. And that's a strong indication any rise in rates is well over the horizon. Julia Lee is an equities analyst from Bell Direct.
For homeowners, it looks like interest rates, or official interest rates here in Australia, aren't going to move anytime soon. In fact, inflation is very hard to come by. The Reserve Bank aims for a target between 2-3%, but it looks like we're going to be stuck at 1.75% until early 2019 at least, according to the RBA forecast.
Virgin Australia may not be a public company for much longer. The airline confirmed this week that it's considering going private after years of losses. Most of the company is owned by foreign airlines, including Etihad and Singapore Airlines. But they will all have to agree on a privatisation deal in what could be a long and complex process. Sue Lannan reports.
Virgin Australia has suffered a lot of turbulence since it took on Qantas in the business travel market. Tony Weber runs consultancy Airline Intelligence and Research. He's a former chief economist at Qantas.
I think that for some time, I mean, they've been running at a loss for quite a number of years now. I think at once out of the past 9 biannual periods that they've made any sort of profit.
Now the foreign-owned airline is looking at reducing public scrutiny and going private. Virgin Australia chairman Elizabeth Bryan made the announcement this week at the airline's annual general meeting.
The board has held discussions about privatisation. However, there is no outcome to report to the market at this stage.
It's the first time that Virgin Australia has confirmed it's looking at delisting the company from the stock exchange. The 5 biggest shareholders, Etihad, Singapore Airlines, China's HNA Aviation and Nanshan, as well as Richard Branson's Virgin Group, own more than 90% of the company. The remainder are small investors. The Australian Shareholders Association is worried that retail investors could lose out, saying that delisting is difficult for small shareholders. Virgin's chairman pledged to look after small investors, who've seen their shares go from $1.94 10 years ago to just 23 cents now. Investment bank Credit Suisse thinks small investors could be offered a premium of nearly 30 cents a share to sell out. But UBS says privatisation creates uncertainty for small shareholders. They have Virgin Australia rated as a sell. Aviation analyst Neil Hansford is from Strategic Aviation Solutions.
They've lived, Sue, on promises, and they keep getting promises every time. It's always going to get better, but it never doesn't. But I think a lot of them will be very happy to be able to get out.
Privatisation also depends on the major shareholders agreeing to a deal. Virgin's major investors could agree to compulsorily acquire the minority stake in Virgin they don't already own, or Virgin could work out a scheme of arrangement where small investors get a vote. Neil Hansford again.
I think it's going to be sooner rather than later, because I don't think they're going to be able to get much more leverage out of the share price while ever Qantas is performing as well as it is, with no real downside other than a future increase in fuel.
Tony Weber thinks privatisation could work for Virgin.
I think it's time for them to make a change to perhaps their business model. That, you know, I think over a long-term horizon, I think that their strategy will work, but in the near term, I think it's got some issues.
The issues include whether or not Virgin can sustain its recent improvement in fortunes. Neil Hansford says another question is, will the big airlines investors stay along for the ride if a privatised Virgin doesn't perform?
Some of the more savvy shareholders like Singapore, they may follow the same route as Air New Zealand and saying, look, this isn't really for us. It's not delivering what we want. We need to maybe divest in large blocks to either Etihad or to the 2 Chinese shareholders.
Tony Weber agrees that is a concern.
We've seen just recently Etihad Airlines have pulled out of Air Berlin. They went bankrupt because Etihad refused to provide them more finance.
It's possible a privatised Virgin will cut back on routes. Neil Hansford wants to see the airline dump its international operations.
Whatever happens, Virgin will survive. But what sort of company it is, I would hope that if it does survive, that the international dream is pulled back and they concentrate on a domestic business.
Tony Webber thinks Virgin will pull through, even if it cuts capacity further.
There is a space for Virgin in this market. There's a space for Virgin to make money in this market. There's short-term pain, if I can use those terms, for Virgin.
After years of losses, the survival of Virgin boss John Borghetti is also in the spotlight. Neil Hansford again.
John will go down in history as one of the great survivors because I don't know of too many other chief executives who year on year can keep on going up and saying, trust me, it's going to get better.
For now, the flight plan for a privatised Virgin is up in the air.
Sue Lannan there. The turf war for real estate is getting personal. Next week, Domain will list as a standalone company on the ASX. Analysts are predicting the battle between Domain and arch rival REA Group will ratchet up a notch, especially with former REA boss Greg Ellis switching sides to become a director at Domain. Current REA boss Tracy Fellows says she's ready for the fight and to bring it on. I spoke to Tracy Fellows earlier.
Next week, we'll see Domain list on the ASX. How scared are you of taking on Domain boss Anthony Catalino head-to-head?
I wouldn't be scared about that at all. Honestly, you know, we've been competing with them for the last 3+ years since I've been in the role, and he's certainly, you know, Domain is not our only competitor. We have other competitors as well. I look forward to them having the same degree of transparency in reporting and talking to the likes of you in the market on a regular basis.
Do you think they've had less scrutiny?
Yes, I think certainly being part of a larger entity, the transparency of reporting has been different, and that's changed certainly as in the lead up to their listing. And certainly now they're under the same governance regimes as we are. So bring it on, I say, bring it on.
Your predecessor as REA boss will take a board seat at Domain. Why do you think he's taken that role? And why does he want to take up the fight to REA?
I don't know. I mean, you're very, very candidly, you'd have to ask Greg. I wouldn't want to try and get inside his mind. I think philosophically he has some differing views of agents that he made very public, certainly when he was here at REA. And we'll see how he brings that to the board of Domain. I think we're a very different business now in some dimensions. I mean, certainly he contributed very positively to REA in his time as the CEO. But, you know, in the 3.5 years, we've changed very significantly.
First quarter earnings from core operations up by 24% to $107 million. Is it all downhill from here?
Well, it's a very strong result. We did say that there are some timing of expenses, so you would expect slightly different pattern of expenses for the rest of the year. Very encouraging top-line growth as well. And, of course, within that first quarter, we have financial services. We made a majority acquisition of Smartline earlier in the quarter. So for the first time, we're including that revenue in our results. So that obviously is a positive contributor to the result as well.
This week, McGrath Real Estate saw its shares tank 25% after painting a pessimistic picture of the property market. They say both prices and volume will stall. How are you going to deal with those conditions?
So we're less dependent on pricing. So certainly the prices of property has very little impact on our business. The volume of properties that are for sale is the primary driver for us. Now, we're truly national, much more so than some of our customers are, McGraw's included. So we do get the benefit of sometimes one state can be down, but another state is up.
Clearance rates have fallen. Sydney has fallen below 60%. We tend to see listings fall off following falls in clearance rates. Are you expecting that will occur?
I wouldn't say it's so immediate as that, because when clearance rates are too high, it's an indication that demand is outstripping supply. I do think in a time when prices were on a bit of a tear, particularly in some of the suburbs, that had this effect of people being reluctant to necessarily come into the market. They were afraid if they sold, they wouldn't be able to buy easily enough. I think part of this, and you're right, clearance rates have been down a little bit, but part of that dampening of clearance rates is also vendors' expectations perhaps being readjusted. And I think that's probably a healthier state in terms of pricing and allowing more people into the market.
Billionaire property investor Harry Triguboff says the apartment market is stalling because of the clampdown on foreign buyers at the state level. Is that what you're seeing?
So rather than categorise it by foreign buyers, I would say we are absolutely seeing less new project commencements. And I think that's a function of them not having the same level of demand. There is still high interest from overseas buyers, but certainly the financing of the property is a little more challenging for them. But we are seeing in the new apartment space less project commencements, which I think is a reflection of that lower demand that you're talking about.
Is it a sizable impact, and which areas are affected?
It is sizable. Apartment demand is particularly high in the capital. Apartment commencements have been higher, obviously, in capital cities, so Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. And we are seeing kind of overstocking across those cities, probably a little bit more in Brisbane, but we're seeing basically less commencements of new projects in all of those cities.
REA boss Tracy Fellows there. Taking a quick look at the local market, which was led down by the miners, but held above the 6,000 mark. The All Ords and the ASX 200 both finished the day down 0.33%, and the Aussie dollar is buying around 76.8 US cents. That's all for Business PM. I'm Carrington Clark. Have a great night.